Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Morning, boys.
Morning, David.
Let me ask you about something we have chatted about for some time, and it seems to be getting a little bit closer, but that's legislative district boundaries. Boy, we brought this up many times, boys, with ourselves and many other people, and I would ask you, where does that stand right now?
Well, it usually gets decided by the courts here in Minnesota, and yesterday the first step was kind of revealed on Friday. A Democratic group filed a lawsuit in Carver County, and a parallel action in the Supreme Court, just to pull in the judicial branch as we look at redistricting. One of the issues this year that you're going to hear a lot about is the census data is late, and it's later than usual. And so will they have the data, which they expect to get in May, with enough time to go through the process, redraw the districts, and make sure that we have them in place for the 2022 elections? This particular lawsuit asks to keep the boundaries for the 2022 elections on legislative races. And so we'll see that many counties, about half of the counties, are expected to show that they've lost population since 2010, and half will have grown. Many of the counties that have shed population are in greater Minnesota. Many of the counties that have grown are in suburban or exurban Minnesota. And so we'll start this journey, this process of redistricting. But behind the scenes, Democrats and Republicans are starting to draw their own maps to submit to the courts. And that's on every district from legislative and then the congressional districts as well.
How did the announcement for the governor go yesterday on the local jobs and projects plan? What are you hearing this morning?
Well, you know, I think the response from most legislators was tepid. They have a budget to get to. There's going to be a budget forecast on Friday. They have this SAFE plan. And it was almost like the governor kind of stepped on his own news. He had this big bonding announcement, and then he leaked this letter on the SAFE bill, which kind of sucked all the oxygen out of the room when it comes to, you know, what's right in front of us is this Chauvin trial. So it's a big project. It includes a lot of money for housing, a lot of money for higher ed, a lot of money for water infrastructure was left out. And some of the greater Minnesota cities are a little concerned about that because water treatment plants and sewers and things where they don't have the property tax base to rebuild stuff that was, you know, built in the 50s. I think that's probably where the biggest opportunity is. And Tom Bach obviously used to be a Democrat. Now he's an independent, but he chairs the Senate Capital Investment Committee. He said, let's get to the budget and maybe we'll deal with this later in the session. But it's a placeholder for now.
Hy-Vee is going to be part of the network of pharmacies for vaccinations, I understand.
They are, and I think this was made an announcement yesterday by the governor's office, and I think it's to get people around their idea that we're going to need a lot of distribution points for these vaccines if we get the millions and millions that we need and that we expect, and that you could go just to your local pharmacy. They've had some challenges with some of the larger national chains, and so I think this gives the state and it should give Minnesotans some relief that if the vaccines are available, they'll be easy and findable in your local pharmacy. You could just go into the make an appointment, go into the pharmacy and get a shot in the next couple of weeks or months.
Senator Klobuchar front and center today on those hearings.
Yeah, this is about the Capitol riots. It's going to get a lot of attention. We're going to relive January 6th, and Senator Klobuchar is going to be the main Democratic voice on that. So just watch and listen if you want to think about how they're going to fix it going forward. Similar, capital protection is part of the governor's bonding bill, as is Washington, trying to make sure that we don't have something like that happen again. And unfortunately, I think we're going to see fences around our state capitals and our U.S. capital for the near term.
Yeah, and we will talk to the senator. Come on, try to get a hold of her here in the next half hour or less. Blois, how do I get your newsletter?
Dave, just go to fluence-newsletters.com. You can sign up right there.
Okay, you take Maverick out. I will talk to you later.
Sounds good.
He is Blois Olson here on WCCO The Morning Take.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.